Okay, let's start the dices. So we'll start with the dices. Achle v'hoder achle. Why do we need a pasuk that you're mechal on that teruvoy? But in fact, based the kedushin, I mean, in kodesh in ma'aser sheni. Okay, neilip me ma'aser sheni. The more kedushin learns out kodesh from ma'aser sheni that there's a din chisofas chaimish by net teruvoy also. The Torah says at the end of parashas Pekaisai that by ma'aser sheni, by other things also, by hektish, all various kinds of pidyonis, but including them is also chomasa oritz, included there is ma'aser sheni, that there's a halacha that the bailim, when they're paid to something, have to be ma'aser chaimish. And the psukim there have a whole string of things where the bailim have to be ma'aser chaimish, but among them is ma'aser sheni. By netar avoyi, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to be ma'aser chaimish. So the Gemara had that the bailim have to be ma'aser chaimish. So the Gemara doesn't have that gzera shavim from ma'aser sheni. Taisus asks, so why not learn the etzim din chilul itself from Ma'aser Sheni? What do you have to have a separate pasuk achle v'hoder achle to tell me there's a din chilul by netar avoyi, and then the din of Isofas chaimish we learn out from Ma'aser Sheni? Let's learn the whole din chilul from Ma'aser Sheni, then I don't need the pasuk of achle v'hoder achle. So Taisus answers two answers. First of all, Ishlemer di lavka di lulim havamina da adrav neilaf lechumra kaidish mishvias ve'en lepidyon. By Shvi'is, there also is the lashon of Kaidish. And once the word Kaidish is nitin l'drash, is nitin l'gzerah shava, so wherever it says Kaidish, it's part of the gzerah shava. So the etzin in chilul, it's not so clear. We have a conduit to Ma'aser Sheni, but we have a conduit that connects it to Shvi'is. Shvi'is does not have a chilul. There's no chilul by Shvi'is. So Mimela, that can't, from there alone, we couldn't learn the din chilul. So we need a posuk, but we need a posuk of achli v'adar achli. Okay. Then there's another test. I pierce him in a chaim koyin. That he may hosom have a mina ki ma'aser sheni mamish. But dafke bezman she ma'aser sheni noyik. He may be shana vishoyne vishniyah. Rivi is v'chamishas l'shmita. Noyik chilu. Havel b'shlishas v'shviyah she ma'aser oni. She ma'aser oni dafke se'em aloi. Kamash malon the pasuk of Hilulim. Kitzur, he said like this. He says of chaim koyin. That Ma'aser Sheni you don't have every year. In the cycle of Shemitah, you only have Ma'aser Sheni 4 out of the 6 years. So I would have thought if the Etzim din Chilul, I would learn out from Ma'aser Sheni. I would learn the possibility of Chilul Netar Avoyi from Ma'aser Sheni. So I would have said only when you could be playing a Ma'aser Sheni. Those years that there is Ma'aser Sheni and there's a din Chilul on the Ma'aser Sheni, that's when you can be Mechal Netar Avoyi. But years when there is no Ma'aser Sheni, so then you can't be Mechalel in that Revoy. So therefore, I need an independent pasuk of Achli v'Hoder Achli to tell me that you could be that. No, that Revoy has its own independent source for the concept of Chil. So, the other shoot has to drop. What's the obvious question? Right, so why not say the same thing about Chaimish? Chaimish could do learn out from Ma'aser Sheni. So why not say that the din of Esaf is Chaimish is only on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year? And the other years, the years when there's no Ma'aser Sheni, maybe you don't have to be Ma'aser Chaimish. So you could say, I suppose, that to say that the Etzim din Pidyon, I'm sorry, I'm not saying this direction anyway. That the etzim did pinyin, it could be conceivable that maybe this that the possibility of chilul is only on those years when you have chilul by ma'aser sheni. So I need a pasuk to tell me no. There's an independent concept of chilul. But once I have a concept of chilul, so to say that the differences in how to do it change from year to year, That 1 year when you fill out the IRS form for the chul, you have to do it one way. And another year you have to do it a different way. That's already not mistaka. Once you have to be moisiv chaimish some years, the stum you have to be moisiv chaimish all years. So it's, to say that there's no din chilul at all, only some years, and some years there is din chilul, and some years there isn't a din chilul, that's more of a live havamina. I need a pasuk to be mechkir from that. But now that I know that there's a din chilul every year from achli vader achli, to say that the oifen of the chilul changes from year to year, that's already not mistaber, and for that we don't need a separate pasuk. You can say along those lines. Maybe this raid also, maybe to say, I just have to know exactly how to say it, but in the concept of chilul, there's really two things. The chilul accomplishes two things. Chilul, first of all, transfers the kedusha. Ma'aseh sheni has a certain kedusha, and when you mechalal it, it transfers to the money. Like all the other things there in Parshas B'chukos, say hektish and all the various things that you could be that the psukim over there talk about, they could be paid psulei mekdushim. You transfer the kedusha from one thing to the other. In addition, part of what chilul accomplishes is that really there's a mitzvah to bring ma'aseh sheni and neter roi to Yerushalayim. When you're mechalal on money, the mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim transfers to the money. And now instead of bringing the ma'aseh sheni itself to Yerushalayim or the neter roi itself to Yerushalayim, now instead you're allowed v'sarta kesu v'yadecho v'kam tov alisa. Now instead of being mekayim the mitzvah savo with the money, you can be mekayim the mitzvah savo with the binyan. And that's a chiddush. I would have thought that. I mean, certainly it could have been entertained that maybe you can't be, you know, maybe you could be paid the kedusha, but maybe it's how the kedusha could be paid it, but then you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, which might even prevent you from being able to be paid it, because even if the kedusha could be transferred, but there's a chiyuv habol Yerushalayim that might get in the way of the chilul. So Torah said, no, you can. Whereas if I didn't have a chilul does two things, and maybe. I don't know if you could conceive of having one without the other, or maybe you have to pass both hurdles in order for the chilul to work at all. But chilul be'etzem accomplishes two things. It removes the kedusha from the peiros, and it also transfers the mitzvah's hava from the peiros to the money. And you need to do the second thing too. And very likely, if you couldn't do the second thing, then maybe you couldn't do the first thing either. If the mitzvah wasn't transferable, then maybe the kedusha would also not be transferable. Or maybe one can conceive that you could transfer the kedusha, but you would still be left with the mitzvah zava. I don't know that I have to go be mechriya. But lemaisa, we don't have to worry about it because it's hypothetical. Lemaisa, both things happen. You transfer the kedusha, and you have a mitzvah. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and the chilul accomplishes both. What Rav Chaim Klein is saying is that if I only had the hekesh to Ma'aseh Sheni, so I would have said, those years that there's Ma'aseh Sheni, that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and that mitzvah savor could be transferred to money, and instead you could bring up money to Yerushalayim. So I would have said, in those years, you could also take the neter voi and transfer its mitzvah savor to money. Because that will not Ma'aseh Sheni, a hekesh to Ma'aseh Sheni. That just like by Ma'aseh Sheni, you could transfer the mitzvah hava to the money and bring it up to Yerushalayim. So neter hava, you could transfer the mitzvah hava and bring it up to Yerushalayim. But on those years when there's no Ma'aseh Sheni, so there is no mitzvah hava to Yerushalayim of Ma'aseh Sheni. So then, by netter avoy as well, you can't transfer the mitzvah savot to the money. And if you can't transfer the mitzvah savot to the money, then the chilul doesn't work at all. Because you have to get, you know, that's I think it's easier that way. If you can't transfer the mitzvah savot, then you can't transfer the kedusha too. Because the mitzvah savot, there's a mitzvah savot to bring these payers, b'kedushasim, up to Yerushalayim. So there's a havamin to be mechalak from year to year. I would have said, when there's mitzad the mitzvah savot, there's a havamin to say, those years of this ma'aser sheni. So then the netter avay also, instead of bringing it up to Yerushalayim, you can bring up the money to Yerushalayim. Those years when there's no ma'aser sheni in the cycle, then the netter avay itself has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. You're not bringing up money of ma'aser sheni. Maybe you can't bring up money of netter avay either. You have to bring up the netter avay itself, and therefore you can't be mechalit. So I need a pasuk achli vado achli says no. You can also always. You can always transfer the mitzvah savah by netter avay. It's not totally in the year. Any year, it doesn't matter. It's a thing you can transfer the kedusha to the money, and bring the money up to Yerushalayim instead of the payers themselves. The issue of chaimish, on the other hand, chaimish has nothing to do. The din that the bottom of mitzvah of chaimish, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah savah Yerushalayim. The concept of chaimish has to do with the ma'aser chilul. With transferring the kedusha, the concept of chaim is not only by ma'aser sheni. The concept of chaim is by all hekdeshes. It's all one. It's one parsha in Parshas Bechukos. That all hekdeshes, the bottom of ma'aser chaim. So the concept of chaim has to do with the ability to transfer the kedusha. When the bialim are transferring the kedusha, they have to be ma'aser chaim. So there's no svar lechalik from year to year. There's no svar to say that the transfer of kedusha. You can transfer the kedusha of netter avay to money on the years of the ma'aser sheni, but you can't. But I'm sorry, there's no svar to say that when you're transferring the kedusha of ma'aser sheni, those years that there is ma'aser sheni, you have to be ma'aser chaimish when you transfer the kedusha, and those years when there's no ma'aser sheni, you don't have to be ma'aser chaimish in order to transfer the kedusha. That's already that has the hisafas chaimish has nothing to do with the mitzvah. You know, what I want to suggest is that the concept that netter avoy might change from year to year is because every year there's a mitzvah savah, and the mitzvah savah might change from year to year. I could imagine that the mitzvah savah of netter avoy, on some years it's the netter avoy itself, and on some years you could bring the money instead. Because it's tied to, I would have thought it's tied to ma'aser sheni. But once we've established that's not true, achli v'adar achli, that you could transfer the mitzvah savah, all years you could transfer the mitzvah savah to the money. So now when we've done on the chaimish, so the chaimish, the din that the bialim and ma'aser chaimish does not come from the fact that the bialim have a different kind of chiyuv havot to Yerushalayim. The bialim have to bring up more money to Yerushalayim. The concept of the sofas chaimish has to do with the ma'aser chilul. It's not only by ma'aser sheni, it's not only by netter avoy, it's by all hekdeshes. When bialim transfer kedusha, they have to be ma'aser chaimish. So in how to transfer kedusha, it's similar to what I said before, but with the tesefes of Asbara. Now, in transferring kedusha, it's not mistaber that there's a different way to transfer kedusha from one year to the next. In mitzvah savah, I could hear that the mitzvah savah, some years there's a mitzvah savah one way to Yerushalayim, some years there's a different kind of mitzvah savah to Yerushalayim. The same way, some years there's mitzvah ma'aser sheni, some years there's mitzvah ma'aser ani. So some years there's a mitzvah to bring netter avoy up to Yerushalayim, and some years there's a mitzvah to bring the money of netter avoy up to Yerushalayim. But the ma'aser chilul, how to transfer the kedusha, that's not mistaber that it changes from year to year. It's argosha. I guess if you want to be misakish, you could say then maybe not. Maybe even in the transfer kedusha, it's different from year to year. Maybe maybe some years the transfer kedusha is one way, and some years the transfer kedusha is the other way. It's argosha. Then in the transfer kedusha, it's not mistar, but it changes from year to year. In the mitzvah savah, it could be that some years is a different mitzvah savah than others. Maybe I'll bring out the point also. Maybe this will help to bring out the point. Let's say I have ma'aser sheni. So ma'aser sheni is only knowing certain years. So what does it mean, Meister Sheni is only like certain years? Let's say I have Meister Sheni from year two. And I kept it around, and now it's year three. I kept around. I didn't bring it up for Shalayim. I kept around. Now it's year three. So I want to be Mechalet. So that I could. I can Mechalet. What do you mean it's year three? It's not the year of Meister Sheni. When something is Meister Sheni, it's Meister Sheni forever. The chilek from year to year is that this year's crap goes up to becomes Meister Sheni. Next year's crap becomes Meister Oni. But once the payers are Meister Sheni, they're Meister Sheni forever. The din of the payers themselves doesn't change from year to year. Once it has the status of Meister Sheni, so you're supposed to bring it up to Shalayim that year, but if you didn't bring it up, so bring it up next year. It's the Ketush, that doesn't change. The payers themselves are Meister Sheni forever. What changes from year to year is that some years there's a mitzvah of Meister Sheni, some years there's a mitzvah of Meister Oni. So, well, you know, I'll leave laughing well enough alone. I think it was good. It was good before. I don't think it's going to be a mess of anything. Yeah, no.
How would the Mrs. Haba be totally divorced from the Kedusha? You'd be able to think that if you could be told that wouldn't necessarily go hand in hand.
So that's what I was grappling before. I don't think it's divorced. I think it's ma'akev. In other words, I think if you can't transfer the Mitzvah Sabah, then you can't transfer the Kedusha either.
But how could you transfer the Kedusha without transferring the Mitzvah Sabah? Meaning, if it's not Kedush, why would you have any fee to bring that?
No, you probably can't. It's probably a package deal. You probably have to transfer the Kedusha and transfer the Mitzvah Savo. But if you couldn't transfer the Mitzvah Savo, let's say in theory, I can imagine a world in which theoretically Kedusha is transferable. You see, other kinds of Kedusha are transferable. Kedusha is transferable. But there's a Mitzvah Havo to bring these pairs up to Yerushalayim. That will veto that will prevent you from transferring the Kedusha. That's probably how it would work. If the mitzvah avoy, and that's exactly what we're saying by netter avoy. By netter avoy, I could have conceived, if I didn't have the drosh of achle v'hoder achle, so I would have said that on only the years that there's Meister Sheni can the mitzvah avoy of the netter avoy of that year be transferred to money. Oh, and maybe this taka will bring out the point. Let's say in this havamina dicker world of Tysus. Tysus had this havamina that maybe certain years you can't be mechalal netter avoy. So what would that mean? In that havamina, if you had netter avoy from last year, and you left it around, would you now this year not be able to be mechalal it? That's a very bizarre thing. That's not even true by Meister Sheni. Avada, you could be mechalal, Avada, if you have netter avoy from year two, and you left it around till year three. About it, even in the Havamina, even if I didn't have the pasuk of Achle v'Hoder Achle, and I was learning that from Meister Sheni, you would be able to be mechalalit. So it's not like chil this year. You know, this year we don't allow chil. The other year we do allow chil. It means the payers of year two can be mischalal. The payers of year three cannot be mischalal. And why would that be? It's the same kedusha. It would be because the payers of year two are supposed to be brought up to Yerushalayim. But the payers of year two, you don't have to bring them up to Yerushalayim. You could bring up the money to Yerushalayim. The payers of year three, you have to bring them up to Yerushalayim. The payers of year three, the Kedusha is not transferable, the Mitzvah Savo is not transferable, and that will prevent you from being able to be Mechalal. So therefore, I need a pasuk to say Achle v'Oder Achle. But in Chaimish, if there's a din, Chaimish has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Savo of Yerushalayim. So why should Chaimish change from year to year? After all, there's a din Tosefes Chaimish every single year by Meister Sheni too. Every year, 7 days of Shemitah cycle. Every year, if you have Meister Sheni and you want to be Mechalalit, let's say it's last year's Meister Sheni, you're Meister Chaimish. So the din Meister Chaimish is not tied into any particular year. There are certain years that there is that the crop is not Meister Sheni. You have Meister Oni instead. And what the Torah says, don't bring it up. Instead of taking Meister and eating in your Shalayim, the Torah says, take your Meister and give it to Aniyim. So the different crops have different designations. But when you have Kedushas Meister Sheni, if you have last year's crop and there's Kedushas Meister Sheni, this year you can still be Mechal. When you're Mechal, you still have to be Meister Chaimish. You see, Aisafas Chaimish doesn't change from year to year. The designation of the payer changes from year to year. So I would have thought Neter Avoy also, maybe the designation of the Neter Avoy is not the same every year. Some years Neter Avoy is designated to be brought up itself to Yerushalayim, and some years it's designated to be brought up it or its money to Yerushalayim. And that would change from year to year. That's what Chaim Klein says, that could be such a haramim. Okay, so I need a pasuk of Achli v'hodar, Achli v'hodar, v'hodar Achli. Okay. The Gemara says when they shechted the Korban Pesach, they said halal. So you can't say, and there was no nesachim by the Korban Pesach. So it's not like a blanket rule that there's no shira ever except for yayin. But it means by achilas mizbeach, by korbanos. They didn't say Shira on the Zrikas Adam. They didn't say Shira on the Nisach HaMayim. They only said Shira on the Nisach HaYayim. Rashi L'chor is not the way. Rashi says, She'ein oimim halevim shir shel korban v'mikdosh el al HaYayim. She'em anaschim nischim izbeach. Korban Pesach is also korban. Tais is bothered. Like the Korban Pesach, they said Shira. Efshi Shol Shechtim. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, when they said that when they shechted the Korban Pesach, they said Shira. So it says Mimeim Shel Kach Shlishi Lo Yigila Hafti. They went. They said Halal over and over again. They said Halal. So Korban Pesach is also korban. So what do you mean? Einoim Shira Lo Yain. So Tais says no. We mean Achilas Mizbeach. They didn't say Shira and Achilles Mizbeach. They said Shira and the Shchitas HaPesach. But they didn't say Shira and Achilles HaMizbeach. Et she shall Sheikhtin Pischeim v'loyomu Shira. It was a Shira and the Shchitas HaPesach. It wasn't a Shira and the Hakrovas HaPesach and the Mizbeach. And that could be that they did in the Korban Pesach without Yayin. But in Achilles Mizbeach, you only say Shira and Yayin. And Chai Rashi, not the Rashi, ain't Oymashira ala Yayin. And any Korban. What about Korban Pesach?
Could it be that Rashi saying it's
dafka
on the korban aspect, and the
shechita
is just the shechita? They don't bring the korban in the
base mikdash. I mean, they did. They shechted. They
didn't bring the korban.
Well, they didn't. They were makta deimur. It was l'shlamim. It was like a shlamim. But then, could be In Pesachim is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos by the Mishnah over there about when they said Shira on the Korban Pesach. Right? Who said Shira? Who said Halal on the Korban Pesach? So Rashi holds that the Bailim said Shira. The Jews said Shira when they shechted their Korban Pesach. The Bailim said Shira. The Bailim said Halal. And Tosfos says the Levim said Halal. The Levim and the Duchen said Halal. The Siddur of Yaakov Emden, he brings an eyewitness account of a Roman who visited Yerushalayim during the time when they were Makkah. He must have, he didn't discover it. I mean, it must have been extant somewhere. Maybe it's in Josephus, I don't know. But then it's brought down in Siddur of Yaakov. An eyewitness account from a Roman visitor to Yerushalayim, and he describes how all the Jews brought their sacrifice and they were singing. And he describes, I don't remember, he says either like Rashi or like Tosfos, but he says one way or another. So they brought it to the Biskrov that it's a riot to either to Rashi or to Tosfos. So the Biskrov didn't want to hear it. He said, so Goy has no name on it, so it doesn't mean anything. So I think Rashi and Tosfos Shitosom. According to Rashi, Hobi stresses, Ein Oimim Halavim Shir Shal Karbon. Of course, in the Karbon Pesach, they said Halal, but not the Levim Aladuchen. The Bailam said Halal, because there was a mitzvah. It was this very moving scene. All the Jews came together and they took their lulav and sukkahs, or they brought the korban pesach on erev pesach. So all the Jews were gathering together to do a mitzvah together. So the Jews sang. They joined together in shira. like the Gemara describes that by the Seder night in Yerushalayim, they would all go up after the Seder, by the fourth place, they would go up on the rooftops, and all the Jews would sing Shira together over the shared experience of eating the Korban Pesach. So, but nothing to Shira. It's not nothing to Shira Levim al Aduchen. So therefore, Rashi not bothered by Korban Pesach. We're talking about Shira Salavim. Shira Salavim is only Alayayim. Taisel Shitosan though holds that by the Korban Pesach was the Levim were saying Shira. So Taisel is bothered. So what do you mean? No, you Shira Alayayim. The Korban Pesach there was no Yayin, and the Levim said Shira. So therefore, Taisel say a different distinction. They said Shira on the Shchitas HaPesach, but it's not on the Achilas HaMizbech. And some, that's also the Havana. They said Shira on the Maimed that all the Jews were shechting their Korban Pesach. But it wasn't so the Levim said Shira on that. But that's a Shira on the mitzvah that all the Jews are together being Mekayim and mitzvah, so Levim accompanied it with Shira. But it's not a Shira on Achilas Mizbech. A Shira on Achilas Mizbech, that's nothing to do with Jews. There aren't any Jews around. Achilas Mizbech has Shira. Korban Musaf has Shira. Korban Tomet has Shira. And the Achilas HaMizbech. But only by the Nisachayai, not by the other things. So it seems very good. There are Rashi and Taisus. Okay, the next Taisus. Ulamad Tani Kerem Avoy. Zok Taisus. So we have Ramachalikis, Kerem Avoy, Neter Avoy. So it says Taisus. Ata Kaimulon, the Revoy Noig Af Bechutz Lorets. Mil Bekerem Noig Veloy Bishari Lon is the Kola Mekel Vorets Alocha Kamaisi Bechutz Lorets. Bekerem Avoy Bishman Azem Echalon Oshav Reputa Bishoichim Atilo Lenor Vechem Avoyish Bishil Tester Avachai. So there's two things in Taisus. First of all, Taisus says that what's the din of, we have to be preface. Most mitzvahs hatluyos baretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. Orla is an exception. Orla is noig even in Chutz Lorets. The Gemara says it's halacha l'moshe misinei. There's a halacha l'moshe misinei that there's Orla in Chutz Lorets. Taisus assumes that the same way there's Orla in Chutz Lorets, there's neter avoy in Chutz Lorets too. That's not so poshut. We'll see. It's machlekes the Rambam and the Gaonim. We'll talk about it in a second. The Gaonim held like Taisus. That there's neter avoy in Chutz Lorets also. There's halacha l'moshe misinei. When the Gemara says halacha l'moshe misinei, that there's orla in Chutz Lorets, so that includes that there's neter avoy in Chutz Lorets. And the Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam in Perek Yud Machalas Asur, it's halacha tezvav. The Rambam brings the Gaonim. The Rambam himself is chaylik, and the Rambam says that the Yerali, that there's no neter avoy in Chutz Lorets. There's orla in Chutz Lorets. There's no neter avoy in Chutz Lorets at all. So Taisus like the Gaonim, that there is neter avoy in Chutz Lorets. That's item number one. There's really three things in Taisus. That's first of all. Item number two, the Gemara has a rule, that the Gemara says it's also part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that in Orlas Chutz Lorets, we're called a Mekel Ba'aretz Halacha K'maisi B'Chutz Lorets. That in Orlas Chutz Lorets, first of all, there's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that Orlas Chutz Lorets, Sveikli Mutter. If you have a Sofak Orlas Chutz Lorets, it's Mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Sveikli D'Raisa, it's L'Chumer. But in Chutz Lorets, Sofik Orlin Chutz Lorets is Mutter. It's also Halacha Mishim Sinai. And the Gemara has, I guess it's an extension of that whenever you have a Machaikis in the Halacha, Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kemaisi B'Chutz Lorets. And in Orlin Chutz Lorets, we always assume the more Mekeldic view. So therefore, based on that, Taisa says, there is net Revoy in Chutz Lorets, there is Revoy in Chutz Lorets, because that Taisa takes for granted, like the Goinim. But since we have a Machaikis, Kerem Revoy or Net Revoy, so even though in Eretz Yisrael, Taisus holds halacha is neter avoy, but in Chutz Lorets we could be mekel like the man domer kerem avoy, and therefore in Chutz Lorets is only kerem avoy, but not neter avoy. So that's the second item in Taisus, and that the Rambam also brings. When the Rambam brings the Gaonim, the Rambam says the Gaonim said that Yesh Minah Gaonim will say that there is kerem avoy in Chutz Lorets. The Rambam is like not neter avoy, but kerem avoy in Chutz Lorets. The Rambam disagrees, and then the third chiddush in Taisus is that nowadays, since you're not going to bring it up to Yerushalayim anyway, so you don't have to be paid it b'shavya, you can be paid it on a shavya kuta. Because the halacha always is that any time when you have to be paid a hektish, so there's a mitzvah to be paid it b'shavya. But for the yevid, if you paid it on a shavya kuta, the pinyon is chal. So Taisus springs from the Gaonim that's bizman ha-bayis when you were actually going to do something with the pinyon. But now, what are you going to do with this pigeon? You're just going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech anyway. There's nothing to do with it. You can't leave it around. It's a michshel. So since you're not going to do with it anything constructive with it anyway, then you're allowed to be painted on a shavar puta. Now, but that's the third thing over here that Taisus brings over here from the Gaon. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlekes here? Let's start to talk about this first item in Taisus. Machlekes that Taisus assumes, like the Gaonim, but it's really Machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim, that there is neter avoy in Chutz Lorets. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So Rav Chaim, there in Perek Yud Machalos Asuras, Rav Chaim explains, he said like this, that the Machalikas is, we have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that there's Orlin Chutz Laretz. Orlin Chutz Laretz, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's the Gemara. Says Rav Chaim, Yesh Lachkar, what does that mean? Is that a new parsha? There's a new concept of Orlin Chutz Laretz. There's Orlin Chutz Laretz, which is a mitzvah to Yibaretz. And then the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is Machadish, that there's a different parsha called Orlin Chutz Laretz. Or is the pshat that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is simply Megala, that the din of Orla that you have in Eretz Yisrael, you have in Chutz Laretz too. What's the Nafkamina? Says Rav Chaim, posted the Nafkamina. Do you get Malkus in Orla's Chutz Laretz? If you were Nenna from Orla's Chutz Laretz, are you Chaim Malkus? If it's an independent Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that means it's not included in the regular Parsha of Orla, the Lav, which says in Torah of Orla. So that's only, you know, that's Orla's Eretz Yisrael. There's a new Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, a new thing. Out of whole cloth called Orlis Chutz Laretz. So, an Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, you don't get Malkus. On the other hand, if it's just a Gili Milsa, that the love of Orla that you have in Eretz Yisrael is not limited to Eretz Yisrael, but you have in Chutz Laretz as well, so then there'll be Malkus. Says Rav Chaim, in the Rambam it's Mefurish. The Rambam, there in Perek Yud Machalas Suras, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Beferish, that in Orlis Chutz Laretz there's no Malkus. And on the other hand, Chaim is Medayik from the Lashon of the Bahag and the Shiltas. That their lashon is that kashem that there's oil in Eretz Yisrael, kashem that oil is noig in Eretz Yisrael, it's noig in Chutz Laretz too. Like this, the same din orla, and therefore Chaim says that sounds from them that it's mamish the same din orla, and you get malchus. Why is it any different? Kashem. I think the lashon is that the kashem that there's oil in Chutz Laretz is oil in Eretz Yisrael. The only thing is that in Eretz Yisrael that in Chutz Laretz sveikim mutter. So the halacha l'moshe m'sinai to be mekalam the sveikis in Chutz Laretz. But Be'etzim, it's the same parasha of Orla. So he says, Lefi Zeh, you would get Malkus. So he says, Mele goes to Shitosim. Lefi Rav Chaim, that Orla's Chutz Laretz is a new parasha of Orla. It's not the parasha of Orla that you have in Torah. It's a new parasha in Torah Shabbal Peh called Orla's Chutz Laretz. It's Torah Shabbal Peh. There's no Malkus for it. So then, Ein Lano Ela Masha Kosovoy, the Gemara says, Alochel Moshe Mishini, about Orla's Chutz Laretz. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara, Alochel Moshe Mishini, about Revoyim Chutz Laretz. So that we don't have a right to invent. On the other hand, and therefore the Rambam says, I see a Gemara that there's a halacha about Orla's Chutz Laretz. I don't see anywhere a Gemara that's a halacha about halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai for Netter Revoyim Chutz Laretz. So maybe it's Takano Revoyim Chutz Laretz. Mashenkin, the Goyim say, the halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is just Megalal at the parasha of Orla that says in Torah applies to Chutz Laretz too. Well, in Torah, if you look at the parasha of Orla in Torah, it says it in the fourth year. The fourth year is Kodesh Elul L'Hashem. The parasha of Revoy says in the parasha of Orla, it's a parasha of Chumash, and it says that the parasha of Orla too. The parsha rather of Avoyu too. So therefore, the Goyim assumed the halacha is just megala that we, even though it says kisavoyu doesn't mean only in Eretz Yisrael. It means it applies to Chutz Laretz also, and kisavoyu is always man bia. But so the default assumption is that it applies also to Chutz Laretz. Yeah, that's Rav Chaim's mazal. Yeah, there's a lot of rate on this. There's maybe other mahalchim, not like Rav Chaim. But maybe everybody agrees that it is a parsha mechudeshes. But stop machlekes. What's the parsha mechudeshes? Was it only Orla or is it Revoy too? If somebody wants, there's a very beautiful stickle Torah. I was looking to go from Rav Shlomka Berman. Rav Shlomka Berman was the Stipler's son-in-law. He was Rav Shivan Ponovich. He wrote very, very beautiful svarim Asher L'Shlomen. So Asher L'Shlomen, Beitz Siman Yud Gimel, he has a stickle Torah about this machlekes Ram Nivayim, and he has the very beautiful things to say. Brings Rav Chaim, he has a different halach, not like Rav Chaim. Very, very nice things. I don't want to, we're not going to talk about, I'm not going to tell it to you over because it's already too far afield. But if you want to take a look, it's very nice. Maybe I'll send it on the chat. And the etzem nidoin, the machlekes Rambam and the Goyim, is the Orlin Chutz Laretz or not? So the Mishkanes Yankiv brings a raya from a Yerushalmi. What's your name?
Eitan.
Eitan. We have another Eitan. What Eitan? What?
Chase from over there.
Yeah. What's your name?
Kasper.
What? Kasper. Oh, Kasper. Yeah. You told me yesterday, but I Doesn't matter. I reserve the right to ask you again.
The Gaonim, so are they saying it's a Hekesh? That's how we know that it's revised since it's next to the Parsha of Orah?
No. It's the Gemara says it's the Lachal Moshe Mishinai. But the Gaonim say that the Pshat in the Lachal Moshe Mishinai is that the Lachal Moshe Mishinai is Megala, that the Parsha of Orah and Torah is not limited to Eretz Yisrael.
Right, and now we're saying that since Netzer revised next to Orah.
In that Parsha in Torah, it says the Din of Orah Little. It's one Parsha in Torah. Yeah, but it's in the same Parsha in Torah. It says Kisavayu and there's Orla and then Guntatim collects Michael and there's a Din of Orla. I don't remember the Sukkot, but there's a what? Not a Hekesh. The Halachah Moshe Mishinai says that even though it says Kisavayu, it doesn't mean it's only in Eretz Yisrael. It applies to Chutz L'Aretz. So this Kisavayu is for Eretz Yisrael too. It doesn't mean in Eretz Yisrael. It means when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's now you go all over the world. So this whole parsha of Kisavayu, whatever is included in the Kisavayu is going to Chutz L'Aretz too. So in that parsha of Netzer Avayu, in that parsha of Orla rather, it says the din of the Psukim of Avayu also. So the Mishkan Shachet wants to bring a raya from Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi and Saita. Yerushalmi and Saita in Periches is talking about the people who go back from Orchei HaMelchama when they would go out to war, so they would make an announcement, Mi Ha'ish. That a whole bunch, but there's Mi Ha'ish Asher Bona Bayis, V'Loi Chanochoi, Mi Ha'ish Asher Lokachisho, and then it says, Mi Ha'ish Asher Nota Kerem V'Loi Chilolo Yelech V'Yoshev Levesa. So the Yerushalmi says that, so it says, Asher Nota Kerem V'Loi Chilolo. Chilolo means Netter Voi, the Mechal Netter Voi. Says the end to bring up the money to Yerushalayim. Says the Yerushalmi, Yotzo Hanetea B'chutz La'aretz She'en Mitzvah L'chalalot. That if a person planted a tree in Chutz La'aretz, so he's that doesn't give him a. There's no draft exemption. There's no draft exemption for planting a tree in Chutz La'aretz. There's only a draft exemption for planting a tree in Eretz Yisrael, because it says Asher Not the Karen V'Loi Chilalot. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah to be mechalal. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvah to be mechalal. Says the Mishnah, well, why is there no mitzvah to mechalal in Chutz La'aretz? Mishnah means because there's no din of netter avayin in Chutz La'aretz. So right to the Rambam that there's no din of netter avayin in Chutz La'aretz. So on that, the Netziv in Amik Shela in Shilta Kuf Oisavov, he says he thinks that's not pshat in Yerushalmi. I mean, that is, if Yerushalmi just wants to say there's no din of avayin in Chutz La'aretz, so it should have said Yotzu Netei B'Chutz La'aretz, that there's no din of avayin at all. I mean, that's not really such a deal because the lashon of the pasuk is Asher Lo Chilaloi. So the Yerushalmi is saying Asher the Gilo is from the lashon of Chilaloi. This is Asher Lo Chilaloi. So Asher Lo Chilaloi is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, because in the Chutz La'aretz there's no Asher Lo Chilaloi. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. But why is there no Asher Lo Chilaloi? Why shouldn't there be Asher Lo Chilaloi? Why shouldn't there be Chilaloi in Chutz La'aretz? The only reason could be, says the Mishnah Sakha would say, the only reason would be because there's no Ravai at all. What sense would it make to say that there is Ravai, but there's no din to be Mechal? Like, Mechates, that, why should that be Choluk? So if there's no din Chil Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, it must be because there's no such thing as Ravai in Chutz La'aretz, and it's right to the Ramah. So what are the Goyim going to do with this Yerushalmi? Says the Shiltais that no, Yerushalmi doesn't mean that there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't say in Yerushalmi there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. It means that in Chutz La'aretz there is Ravai, but there's no mitzvah. Well, it means kipshutai, what the words say. In Chutz La'aretz there's no mitzvah to be mechalal the Ravai. You can leave it around. Leave it around. You don't have to be mechalal. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah lechalal. There's a mitzvah to be mechalal the. Well, either take the Ravai itself up to Yerushalayim, or to be mechalal and take the money up to Yerushalayim. No, it's there's a mitzvah. You can't just say, I have this Ravai. I'm not planning to go to Yerushalayim. There's no cheap tickets to Yerushalayim. I'm not planning to go. So in Chutz La'aretz, it's no big deal. So you leave it around. There's no mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah. You have to be mechalal it or bring it up itself to Yerushalayim. But there's a mitzvah to bring it up to Yerushalayim. In Chutz La'aretz, there is Ravai, and there's even a din of being mechalal Ravai. But there's no mitzvah to be mechalal Ravai. Why should that be? Why should that be? It says in the Tziv, he points to Hagemara. He says, you see in Agamara, how do you know that the part, from where do you get this, the parsha of Chil Ravai? From Achle v'hoder Achle. It's a pasuk, Achle v'hoder Achle. The Torah says you can be Mechal Ravai and be Matir. Taisus asked before, why not learn it out from Maaseh Sheni? Why not just learn it out from Maaseh Sheni? So Tosa the Chayshim of Chaim Kayim, why you can't just learn it out from my Shasheni? I wouldn't know every year. So I need a pasuk of Achli v'Adar Achli. Or Tosa another Teretz, I would have learned that from Shviyas Fakir. So I need the pasuk of Achli v'Adar Achli. Says in a sieve, okay. But so those are all Havaminas. But now that it says Achli v'Adar Achli, so then you also have the limud from my Shasheni. Like now I know that we don't learn it out from Shviyas, and now I know that it's not Cholik from one year to the next. So now there's Taka Tuli Mudim. There's two limudim. There's a limud of Achli v'Adar Achli, but there's also Taka limud from Ma'aseh Sheni. It's learned that from Ma'aseh Sheni. It says in a sieve, it's not just two limudim. It's two dinim that are chalukim b'yisaidim. And this goes back to what I said before. Whenever you paid Ma'aseh Sheni or you paid your Ravoi, you accomplish two things. First of all, you accomplish that you transfer the Kedusha. You transfer the Kedusha. Now you can eat the Netir Ravoi. Outside of Yerushalayim. Number two, you transfer the mitzvah havah. There's a mitzvah havah to bring the parents up to Yerushalayim. And what if Yerushalayim is far away and I can't get there? So the Torah says, no, that's, you're not excused. You have to, if Yerushalayim is far away, you have to be mechalel to bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So there's a din of chilul. There's a din of chilul that's tied into the mitzvah havah. Says in the Siv, Orlus Chutzlaretz has a din chilul that if achli v'hadar achli, that you can be it has a din of chilul that you can transfer the kedusha to money and eat the peris if you want. You can transfer the kedusha, but it doesn't have a mitzvah savah. If you're not interested in eating the peris, there's no mitzvah that you have to dafka, bring it up to Yerushalayim or transfer it to money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. It doesn't have a mitzvah savah at all. The mitzvah savah is only a peris of Eretz Yisrael. What's the mokom lechalek? So he says, because Ma'aseh Sheni is only in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'aseh Sheni is not noyig in Chutz Laretz. So the din chil, let's learn that from Ma'aseh Sheni, that's only all of Eretz Yisrael. The din chil, let's learn that from Achle v'hoder Achle, that applies even to all of Chutz Laretz. So he says the din chilas on that from Ma'aseh Sheni was said in Torah in the context of Havot Yerushalayim in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah is, I told you, it's in two places. The din chil you have in Parshas Re'eh, we also have in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, it says that the v'tzarta kesef yodecha, you should v'tzarta kesef yodecha, that the payers of Ravoi, if you can't get to Yerushalayim, so you're not scot free. You have to transfer it to money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. It's said in the context of mitzvah savah. So the Ravoy of Eretz Yisrael, that's learned out from Ma'aseh Sheni. So there's a din of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. That's a mitzvah. Meaning, if I'm not going to bring the Ravoy up to Yerushalayim, then I have a mitzvah to be paid on money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Because that's learned out from Ma'aseh Sheni. That's a mitzvah savah. But in the net Ravoy of Chutz Laretz, even if it exists like the Goyim, but it's not learned out from Ma'aseh Sheni. So the din pinyin that you have by the Ravoy of Chutz Laretz is nothing to do with Ma'aseh Sheni. It's just from Achli v'Hadar Achli. Kodesh Shilu Hashem, Achli v'Hadar Achli. So that's just the halacha that if you want to, it has kedusha, you're not allowed to eat it. So transfer the kedusha to money. But if you don't want to, you're not hungry, then you don't have to transfer the kedusha to money and just leave it around. And you're not, there's no particular mitzvah savah involved. And there's no need, therefore, there's no imperative if you're not going to go to Yerushalayim. If it's the money, the parents are going to rot. There's no imperative that you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and no imperative they have to transfer the money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So all the chutz laretz, therefore, it has a chilul, but it doesn't have a mitzvah savo, and therefore it doesn't have a mitzvah l'chal. And that's what the Yerushalmi means when it says, yotza neteya b'chutz laretz, she'en mitzvah l'chaloloi. Doesn't mean there is no chilul. A lot of this chilul is revoy like the goyim, and there's chilul of revoy, but there's no mitzvah l'chaloloi, because there's no mitzvah savo. Mitzvah savo is only mitzvah savo of revoy. That you have an imperative to transfer it to payers, that's linked out from my. You have to transfer the money you have to transfer the kedusha to money and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim. That you only have in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. With this, he wants to answer a Pekegas kasha. Taisa Lashon is the last thing in Taisa was that you could be paid that nowadays you're not going to do anything with the money anyway. She could be paid on less than a shavu kuta. So the Krager asks, okay, the din itself, it could be paid on less than a kuta. Okay, fine, that I hear. As might as it. The money's going to go in the garbage anyway. So you don't have to have a puta's worth. You can do it on less than a puta. But the Lashon HaTaisa says you could be paid on a shavu kuta. Yes, so the Krager, shavu kuta. Meiser Sheni, even though in Kolotar Kula Shova Kesef is Kesef, but by Meister Sheni, there's a special aloha that you cannot be paid on Shova Kesef. You can only be paid on Kesef, literally Kesef, on coins, because the Torah says, Vitzarta HaKesef V'yadecha, and we dash in Kesef, Vitzarta Kesef, Kesef Sheesh Batsura. A Kesef that has a picture on it. Washington, Lincoln, you need a picture. But Shova Kesef, you can't be paid on Meister Sheni and Shova Kesef. Says Rav Dreger. So what's going on in this Tosis? You could be played on less. Tosis would have said you could play it on less than a puta. I mean, I don't know how could you have a coin of less than a puta, basically. But if you would have said less than a puta, I would hear. But less than a shomer puta, doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess it could be theoretically a half puta coin. So anyway, like. So Rav Dreger believes the Beit Sarchi, and the emes isn't Shulchan Aruch. It also says like Tosis, you could be played on a less than a shomer puta. This man is there. And the goin is magia to take out the word shava. That's pruta. And less than a pruta. And not less than a shava pruta. Because you need to have kesef sheish patsur. So what if the Maisa Taisa says shava pruta? Says the shilta, it says in the tziv, with this mahalach, he says, avada, there's a din of kesef sheish patsur by Maisa Sheni. And therefore in Eretz Yisrael, Netter of Oiz learned that from Maisa Sheni, so you have to have kesef sheish patsur. But Taisa talking about in Chutz Laretz. The neter avoy of chutz laretz not learned after Meister Sheni. It's only achli v'hoder achli. It's a din chilul, but it's nothing to do with v'tzarat the kesef v'yadecha. So there's no requirement of kesef sheish batzura. So maybe Tais is able to say shalom v'putah. Ad kan in the siv. Yeah, interesting read. The chayra l'fizeh. Can I maybe ask chayra? Tais is earlier asked. Why do you need a pasuk of achli v'ader achli? Typically, that this hekesh to meister sheni. Why didn't Tais answer? No, I need the din of achli v'ader achli for all the chutz laretz. But all the chutz laretz doesn't have the hekesh to meister sheni. So maybe I need achli v'ader achli for the din of all the chutz laretz. It will chayra l'fizeh nitziv. It will be a teres for Tais's kasha before. So that. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a teretz for Tosfos Kasha before. But if it's really a teretz for Tosfos Kasha before, then you can't read it into Tosfos. He wants to say a teretz for Tosfos Shavu Putu. In other words, you could say, and the Sif's certainly capable of saying, that I have a new mahalach, not like Tosfos. Tosfos said a kasha, what do you need to post by Achli v'Oder Achli? So then the Sif could say, I have a new idea that didn't dawn on Tosfos. That in Chutz Laretz, you don't have a hekesh to Meister Sheni, it's only Achli, you only have the din of Achli v'Oder Achli. Okay, but then you can't use that word to explain why Tosfos said Shavu Putu. So he's reading into Tosfos. The Tosfos also had this mouth. That in Chutz Laretz, you only have Achli v'Oder Achli. So then what was Tosfos Kasha before? I guess you'll have to say that that's a doichuk. To say that the whole posuk of Achli v'Oder Achli is talking about Orlis Chutz Laretz. Orlis Chutz Laretz is Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't say in Torah. It's only Alokhla Moshe Messinae. To say that the posuk of Achli v'Oder Achli is going in Orlis Chutz Laretz, which is not in, it's like the Cheshire cat that it disappeared and only left a smile. Like in Torah Shabbat, there's no mention of all those chutz laretz, but there's a pasuk about achli v'hadar achli about how to be paid to all those chutz laretz. Maybe that place is thought as a duck. All those chutz laretz has to be a pure halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So achli v'hadar achli has to have some application in Eretz Yisrael itself. Ulay. Al kapanim, it's interesting. It's a I think we'll stop here. I think not all the Tosfos I'm going to read inside. I want to talk about the Svara of Osel Honus Menoyel Mezeh B'Lei Bracha. That's the next thing. Osel Honus Menoyel Mezeh B'Lei Bracha. A few things to flag. First of all, the Etzem Svara itself. What is the Svara of Osel Honus Menoyel Mezeh B'Lei Bracha? Take a look at the Rashi here and compare it to the Ritva. I think it's two different Mahalchim. Rashi, the Ritva, the Rashba. Just on this Gemara itself, of also Hanus Ben Olam Zeh B'Lei Bracha. There's a big nidin in Achayinim, more contemporary Achayinim. If also Hanus Ben Olam Zeh B'Lei Bracha is an Isser or a Mitzvah. So For that, there's a talk about, there's a Rabbi Dreger on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Miguel Yenashas, on the places over there in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's Kedai to see. What else is there? That's Kedai to see. I don't know. We'll talk about it. I don't know if we're going to spend that much time on it, but besides that, Rabbi Dreger. There's a stipler. I'm not giving it as my book because I'm not going to talk about it so much, but there's a stipler on it. And what's noch? I don't know. I mean, in the rates, we're going to talk about it a lot. But I also want to talk about Taisvis in Sukkah Chabav and Beis. Taisvis in Sukkah Chabav and Beis discusses, it's also the Taisvis later on, Lam Tesem with Aleph. And there's a rush, I think, in Simon Tezayim, here in the case of Mavrachim. To talk about that, why does bracha rishon, first of all, the mechir, the fact that bracha rishon does not need a kezayis, even though bracha achrayin needs a kezayis. And then why should that be so? So the rishonim invoke this notion of osu lehonis min ha'ilam azeh b'lei bracha. That you have to make a bracha rishon even less than a kezayis because osu lehonis min ha'ilam azeh b'lei bracha. Taisa says that way, the Rosh says that way, Taisa in both places says that. And Taisus in Lamed Tesem Ad Aleph by us, and but more important, I want you to see Taisus in Sukkah Chavav on the Beis to get the deeper Maskel. But you'll see that's the Taisus talking about the lesson of Shalom, the lesson of Kazayas and the Rosh in Tezayim. And there they invoke this notion of Osel Levanis Menoyel Mazeb Alei Bracha. But that's even our lesson of Kazayas. There's a very schwer thing there in that Taisus in Sukkah, and the Rosh also has it. And after Taisus finishes and explains that it's also the Hanis Ben Adam Zeh B'Lei Bracha, and therefore make a bracha rishon even on less than the kezayis, so Taisus asks, one second, bracha rishon is learned that from a kal v'chayim from bracha achrayna, and bracha achrayna needs a kezayis. Dayu levam min adin liyis kenodin. Taisus a teretz, the Rosh is a teretz, and it's very hard to understand. What was the kasha? Bracha rishon is learned that from a kal v'chayim from bracha achrayna. That was the havin of the sugya. The maskana gemara was that no, bracha, that's not, doesn't cover all the cases, and bracha rishayin has its own sar. So what's Taisus kasha? Dayel avamin adin liyis kenodin. What is that? What's dayel avamin adin liyis kenodin? Yeah, if bracha rishayin was learned out from a kav v'chayim from bracha achayin, then maybe we could talk about being less than a kezayis. Maybe it's a kasha always than where it's havamin. But the maskana Taisus himself said that the reason why you need to make a bracha rishayin and less than a kezayis is because it's a sar. Also hanis ben adam azel b'lei bracha. So if it's a sar, then it's not a kav v'chayim from bracha achayin. So that's a very major problem, and I think from that there may be big things that we could build on it. So, but that'll back to the agenda.